Amen. Wow. I want to thank Jesus Christ for being in our midst, for the worship, for the sense of worship that you all have had over the past, especially two or three Sundays. I want to thank God for the talent that he gave Billy Duvall. And I thank God, you know, I like to be real instead of super holy. And Billy's like really a humble guy, but you know what? Billy could have used that talent and made a lot of money. No doubt about it. I mean, it's facts are facts. I mean, I've heard those who get paid to sing, and I've heard Billy sing. He's better. And but you know what Billy said? I'm going to use what God's given me so that God's people might be encouraged. Now, hold on a second. I'm going to put you responsible here to use what God's given them. So when we worship, we got to really start thinking, wait a minute, what's God's given me? I don't know about y'all, but I enjoy it when Billy releases what God has given him. Now, yeah, I do. Now, hold on. There'll be some, woo, for you too, if you'll release what God's given what? You. And we're going to talk about that today. The message of Jesus cannot be confined, restricted, or held down. The message of Jesus will not be held down. And guess what? All through history, we've had those who tried to hold it down. But God is greater than we are. God loves his people, and God will get to his people. Nobody can stop Jesus. Now, yeah, you ought to give him praise for that. Jesus cannot be stopped. Now, you're going to stop everything else. And I want you to tell, you know, I got some great intellectual people in this service. Go read history. Young people, I want to encourage you to do something that, unfortunately, your whole life you've been left out on. History. It's called history. We used to teach it at school. This is before PlayStation and iPods. History. Because guess what history teaches us? God will. God will what he wills. And God will. And he will. And so when we get in the book of Acts, man, I don't know about y'all, but I've been challenged. If nobody else has been challenged, the pastor's been challenged. So that ought to be helpful. You know what I mean, Bobby? At least that's helpful. Somebody asked me, they said, when are we going to get done with the book of Acts? And I said, when's Jesus coming back? I don't know when we're going to get done when we get done. And I'm going to encourage you all to get out of this. You know, one of the things that I'm praying right now that God will do, man, is break your churchy mentality. I'm telling you, it's not going to get you where you want to go. You're not going to live the life that God's got planned for you if you keep confining God to your standard. How many of y'all demand Jesus to be like you? This is where everybody gets in trouble. Jesus isn't white. I've read the Bible. There's too much rhythm in there for Jesus to be white. Jesus isn't black. He's Jewish. I tell y'all that all the time. He doesn't have the arguments that we have. He doesn't have the tensions that you and I have in our culture. But there is a tension. Jesus wants all people to be saved. Anybody hearing that message today? Jesus wants all people. Tell your neighbor all people. Just let them know. Come on. That was so weak, we're going to have to do it again. Listen. I want y'all to participate. I know we got some new people to Hillview, some new people to worship, and I know y'all are used to sit and stare churches. Okay, I don't want to be sit and stare. Do y'all want to be sit and stare? We hadn't been sit and stare for 20 years, so have you all felt a movement of the Holy Spirit that's flown by and says, y'all need to be still now? Watch this. Maturity is not stillness. That's called death. The state of no change is actually the literal definition of death. Okay? God's changing. He's moving in us. And he will not be confined to our idea of who he is. And so I pray today that as we go through this message, we're going to talk about something really simple. Preach on. I will preach on. Y'all ever seen that country singer video, you know, and he's talking about it. Y'all will get the name. Y'all know I get songs, but I don't get who does the songs. You know, he goes back to his high school football field and he's doing, who is it? Some of y'all already know. Is it Toby Keith? Toby Keith goes back and he always loved this girl. And the name of the song is Why Don't You Look at Me Now? You know, you ignored me. You passed me by. And he goes, you know, the theme of the country song is, you're going to hear me on your radio every morning. Why don't you look at me? What? Now, yeah. See, some of you girls better be careful. The boys you blow off today, they call sir tomorrow. Especially the ones that can't walk real well and they're real nerdy. They call those people later in life executives, CEOs, doctors. They study. And a lot of the big, you know, guys that seem real cool at high school, they're the ones that are meeting you saying, would you like fries with that order, please? You know why? Because they did not apply what God had given them. Now, there's something that God has given every one of us. If you came out of charismatic circles there in the early 80s and charismatic circles of the Christian movement, everybody was chasing their gift. They wanted to know what their gift was. They needed to find their gift so they could express their gift. This makes big money because you publish religious material. It's all about money. See, if you will wake up and read the Bible, actually read the book that the Lord wrote, here's what he tells you. The greatest gift is Jesus. And everybody that has Jesus has a great gift in them. And here's what the Lord's trying to get us to see. Tell them about Jesus. Now, here's where we get to Acts 25. When you tell people about Jesus, there's going to be friction. Mm-hmm. Y'all realize I'm a little controversial? I have a lot of people that don't like me. You know why they don't like me? They don't like the message I carry. They don't like the message that all people can be saved. I'm one of these crazy people. I believe poor people can be liberated, so I don't work to keep them poor. I'm not going to give you money, because if I give you money, that keeps you where you are. I want you to be where Jesus can take you. I don't want you to be confined to a human system. You see, I believe God is a God that liberates us and not confines us. Big difference, isn't it? Now, people don't like that because most people want to be what? Come on. Any of y'all been married? Any of y'all been married and stayed married? Okay. What causes marriage difficulties? I mean, there's a multitude of things, but isn't this one of them? The tension of marriage. Who's going to be in what? Yeah. Especially that first year in marriage. You see, we all got tensions. In church, there's a tension. Guess what the tension is in the church? Who's going to be in what? When you're driving down Scottsville Road, why are there international praise and worship signs being flown down Scottsville Road? Because it's everybody's road. But everybody at the same time believes they own it. And they want to control it. We fight these things. Now watch. Jesus is in control. His message needs to be told to the people. How many of y'all glad to know God's for the folks? Anybody glad to know God's for the folks? He's not impressed. This is what's so tough in dealing with God, man. He's just not impressed with what we're impressed with. I mean, what are you going to do? Show God your American Express card? I mean, here, God, look, I got a black American Express card. Unlimited. Gotta look. No, it's real limited. Because we can't do what God does. Now let's get to this message. Here's what's happening. The Holy Spirit is releasing the gospel message in the everyday place. And so our challenge today is, listen, I want you to become everyday. I think we're too Sunday morning and not everyday. That's the problem with America. We think God needs to happen somewhere or God needs to be an event. And I just want to propose this to you. And I love y'all. I think we've all had a good heart. We spent too much time planning events and not enough time just living the life. You know, I've seen people spend more time planning the prayer moment than actually praying in the moment. You know, the brochures, the gathering, this and that and all. Y'all, just be in Christ every day. Now, where's this going on? They were in the temple gates. Let me kind of give you a picture of the temple gates. Walmart. Okay, the Jerusalem temple, the outer courts of the temple at this moment of time, Walmart. Any of y'all ever been to Walmart? Who goes to Walmart? Everybody goes to Walmart. How many of y'all have ever been to Walmart late night? God loves those people too. Now that's a powerful Jesus. How many of y'all have ever gone to Walmart late night and you've gone, you wore that in public? Well, come on, we're going to get confessional today. How many of y'all have ever gone online to the late night Walmart site and looked at the people, what they wear at Walmart? I'm like, man, you know, I don't know why it is that somewhere in our culture, we've convinced ourselves that everybody wants to see what you got. And for some reason, if you got too much of it, you want to share it with everybody. You know, that's not what God meant when he said, express yourself. In fact, God doesn't want us to express ourselves. Guess what he really wants us to do? He wants us to exhale his glory in our surroundings. Now, see, that's what these boys were doing. Verse 25, chapter 5. Remember, they got in trouble. They got thrown in jail. How many of y'all have ever gotten thrown in jail? Anybody here ever gotten thrown in jail? Anybody? I didn't get thrown in jail. Well, let me ask this question. How many of y'all deserve to be thrown in jail? You just didn't get caught. Oh, okay. There we go. Senator, I'm glad your hand's down. They won't have that on you. That's good. Okay. See, look at here. This is what we got. This is what we got to look at. Check this out. They've gotten thrown in jail for preaching who? Jesus. Now, Jason and Jennifer, this might be a real text to y'all, okay? We've already got you two service prayer cutters, and one of the things we're going to pray over you is it's kind of like Monopoly. We're going to pray that Jesus give you a get-out-of-jail-free card. So if you get in prison for preaching the gospel, God will deliver the message. I'm going to tell you, how many of y'all have ever been thrown in jail for preaching Jesus? That's what I thought. How many of y'all think if you got thrown in jail for preaching Jesus, that'd probably be, Jesus might work something there. Now, don't do this. Don't be smoking dope in the name of Jesus thinking you're going to get out of jail if you get caught. That's not what he's talking about. They are in prison because somebody, the authorities of the culture, are trying to stop the message of Jesus. Joe, I wonder why the authorities of the culture are so threatened by Jesus. This is what's amazing to me in our culture today. I ask my atheist friends this all the time. If you don't believe God exists, you believe there's no God, we're left to human reason and the human experience alone. Now, that'll put you on some antidepressants real quick. If all I got's me, let me tell you, I'm depressed. I don't know about you. You may be more happy about yourself than I am with myself, but I don't want to leave the world up to me because I do some stupid stuff at times. Anybody else just do some stupid stuff? Even saved, have you ever gone, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen? And then in the morning you wake up and go, let me cancel yesterday. I have super exceeded what I did yesterday. I'm not real bright. How many of y'all are just not real bright? How many of y'all? Okay, good. Y'all are getting honest. Hey, guess what this is called? Confession and repentance so we can see Jesus. These guys are out of jail preaching. And we got a little tattletale. How many of y'all have always... Didn't y'all grow up in a house with more than one person in the house? You had some brothers and sisters. I got brothers and sisters. I'm not going to tell you what sister did this. She works here. And she liked to tell. How many of y'all ever had brother or sister that liked to tell? Anybody have that going on? Yeah. Mom, did you know Stephen did this? I mean, I can just hear this. You know, they got this little Jewish guy. He's wanting to get in good with the political establishment. You know, hey. You know, then someone came, verse 25. Someone came and said, look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the. Come on, get with me. This sounds simple, but it's where we need to be. Teaching the.
People.
The who?
People.
Imagine that. You know what preachers did back then? They taught the people. They didn't go to preacher conferences. They didn't have Preacher 101. They didn't have Kingdom Hill Climbing conferences. In fact, they didn't have conferences. They had to do all that jazz. You know why? It wasn't about them. What about making a name for the preacher? It was about giving the name of Jesus. Y'all go out there and throw my name, you'll go to hell. Take on a demon with my name and see what happens. In the name of Steve Ayers, be removed. They go, we know that sucker. In fact, I rode with him for a few years, okay? Be careful. It's the name of who?
Jesus.
We're going to find that out. At that, verse 26, at that the captain went, and guess what he did? With his officers, and he brought the apostles to stand before the authorities. Now, it's interesting. They're preaching in the name of who? They're telling people about who? Who are they teaching? Good. Just look at the person next beside you. This is a cool exercise, Robin. Watch. You're a person. I'm a person. Y'all go ahead and just do that. Come on. Go on. Come on, y'all do. Come on. It's summertime. Let's have fun. We'll look stale and stoic in the winter. Come on. Just tell them. I'm a person. You're a person. So hold on. That means this. We are all eligible for the teachings of Jesus. Shazam. The teachings of Jesus apply to who? People. I mean, do you think God needs to be taught about God? Because he knows all. He is all. But how many of y'all always tell God what's going on down here? Lord, I tell you what, if you take care of so-and-so, then we have a better world. How many of y'all have ever said this about leaders? If those leaders were gone, then it'd all be better. I know you've said that about your pastor, but I'm talking about other leaders. And you're right, it would be better. Sometimes it's better. But is it the will of God? See, God's not after better. God's after kingdom of heaven. And he doesn't think like us. He'll have his servants put in jail.
What do you think about that?
Preachers going to jail. Those telling the message going to jail. Now, this is just going to mess up some of your all's whole God concept, because a lot of you all think if you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, everything's just going to be wonderful and perfect and hunky-dory, and you're going to get to sleep on God pillows that rest your neck, and you never have any neck pain, and your teeth will automatically turn pearly white, and your possibilities will be out in front of you forever. Now, that sounds good. It's just not the Bible. And the reason so many listen to it, it's what you want to hear. See, the Jesus I follow, guess what? He'll let you get thrown in jail for preaching his name. But here's the good news. He gets you out, too. He gets you out. And you'll be standing in the temple courts teaching who again? People. If you want to live in the will of God, there's two things that come up in this scripture. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and body, and love his people. That's the essence of ministry. I know some of you all are contemplating ministry. That's the essence of ministry. Were the apostles sitting at the temple courts pondering all the ecclesiastical theologies of the day? That's what our young generation wants to do. They want to get on blogs in their pajamas in the basement and discuss theology. Excuse me, boxers. Maybe they're Jesus boxers. That's not where the early church lived. The early church did not live hid out. It lived in the everydayness of life. Come on, hello. You know why I'm controversial? I will not keep Jesus at church. Now, we live in the South. We want to keep Jesus where? That's church stuff. 11 to 12 stuff. You know, want to fast track. Give me enough of Jesus to get me in heaven, but not enough of Jesus to change my life. Here's the problem. You got to have a changed life to get to heaven. Your life's got to change. Check it out. They're teaching the people. They get mad. But they're scared of the people. In fact, they do not bring them in with force because they feared that the people would stone them. I want to tell you, this is the greatest message I know. Everybody in here has got hope because Jesus is willing to save anybody in here. I warn you against you. Don't you ever look at another human being and tell God who he can save and who he cannot save. Y'all hearing me? You better listen to these preachers that they start preaching on election. Yes, God elects you. God chooses you. God saves you. But it's not them. They don't know. Only who? God knows. How many of y'all know there's no preacher that can be God? Now, Sean, we know you're sweet and loving, but you ain't God. He's got more hair than you do. God does. You're not who? And I'm not God. But who do we talk about? Jesus. Jesus is... Who is Jesus, guys? God. God in skin. He's the perfect God in skin. Jesus is the perfect skin and the perfect God all at the same time. So how do you understand that? You don't. You follow it. You know why? We don't have perfect skin nor perfect spirit in us. But God does. And his message goes to who? The people. The people. The who?
People.
And who are the authorities even nervous about? The people. Let me tell you something. I really believe this. God wants to liberate you to be who he made you to be. How many of y'all believe that? Here, I'm going to share my theology. I believe God is this. God's a God of resurrection. Have y'all noticed? Did y'all hear the message? You put Jesus to death, and 3 days later, what happens? I mean, think about this. Jesus did the Terminator way before the Terminator ever existed. They nailed Jesus to a cross, and he says, I am God, and I will be what? I'll be back in 3 days. I don't know about y'all, but this is amazing. It's amazing. Justin, go rent a casket tomorrow and see if people don't arrest you for being crazy. God says, I do not do death. I bring life. How many of y'all got that kind of God? I mean, your God, Jesus Christ, is about bringing you to life and about to fullness, not confining you with a bunch of rules and regulations. You know who does that? Sadducees and Pharisees. And if that worked, Jesus is a madman for coming down here. But you see, here's what happens. The high priest is limited, and the teachers of the law are limited, and they got to confront an unlimited God. I hope you all are joining with him today. I hope you're hearing the message today. I hope you want to follow a God that has no limitations because he is the beginning and the end. They did not use force because they worried about it. Then check this out. They bring him before the Sanhedrin, the ruling council. Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the what? Now check this out. You got the human high priest, the representative of religious authority, and he thinks he's what? Questioning them. But let me tell you what's really happening. The power of the Holy Spirit is questioning him. See, this is why the world gets mad if you're really going to follow Jesus. I mean, you help me. Does any other name cause such controversy? I mean, you can pray in the name of Allah in the United States of America and everybody's okay with that. Oh, we don't want to offend the Muslims. Let me tell you who offends the Muslims. Jesus. And he offends the Hindus and the Buddhists and people, Kentuckians, people in Bowling Green. He offended me because guess what Jesus told me? Chelsea, Jesus never came to me and said, Stevie, you're dysfunctional, honey. And I want to take you over to an accountability group. And we're going to kind of wash you and get the sin out of you for a minute. Then we're going to take you over to Wax and Shine, fix your hair parted on the side so you look like Leave It to Beaver, and make you a nice little moral being, churchgoer. No. Y'all laughing, but that's the message you heard down south. No, Jesus looked at me. He said, you know what? You're not going to heaven because you're a disconnected sinner. You're a lawbreaker. You've broken the laws. You are disconnected. And eventually, guess what? I went, I am disconnected. And there was only one way to be connected. And his name's who? Jesus. And some of you are going, well, Pastor Ayers, I don't believe like you. Okay, fine. Here's what you're really saying. I don't believe what the Bible said. You have that privilege. Just don't complain about it when you go to hell. So, well, that's judgmental. Yeah. Welcome to the world. I'm tired of hearing that too. Well, we're not supposed to be judged. We judge every day. Everybody did it this morning. How many of y'all looked in your closet? Well, why are you wearing the shirt or the dress you're wearing today? You made a what? I looked at a red shirt and determined it was too hot. I looked at a white shirt and I determined it was too dirty. So I put my Gandhi shirt on today because it felt cool looking at it. Not cool, but without heat, cool. I made a what? Judgment. Y'all are making judgments right now. Am I going to buy into Jesus is the only way to heaven? Or am I going to pretend there's just some other ways to heaven? Now, here's a problem. If you believe Jesus is the only way to heaven, you're going to have tension in the world. Oh, I got people just hate me. They look and say, well, so you're saying I'm going to hell. I said, no, I'm not saying. The Word of God's saying that. But I want you to go to heaven. That's why I'm telling you the message. Now, I said, you ought to be mad at me if I don't share Jesus with you. In fact, all of y'all that got friends that don't know Jesus and you hadn't shared Jesus with them, they ought to be madder than a hornet at you on the day of judgment. Because you didn't share the way. You know why? I hear this one all the time. Well, my lifestyle reflects Jesus. Really? I said, well, explain that to me. Well, I don't smoke. Well, there's a lot of people that don't smoke that are going to hell. Here's the problem. In hell, it's all smoking. There's no smoking sections. They can pass all the ordinances they want to. It's still smoky down there. Huh. I got to come to Jesus. This message has got the high priest in orbit. Look at verse 28. He speaks with authority. God is the authority. I will what? Preach on. He said, we gave you strict orders to not to teach in this name. Check it out, Mr. Martin. In the name of Jesus. That's what's causing a problem. You can teach morals, but just we're scared of the name of Jesus. What do we call it now? Especially if we're doing 12-step work, we can't call it what? Jesus, so we got to call it a what? A higher power, because I want a God of my own understanding. Well, a God of our understanding is not a God. Oh! You see, a God of my understanding means I am God. I want a God that I can't understand, but must follow. You know, a lot of people don't understand God. They never what? Follow. How many of y'all need to follow? You need to take a step in what? Following. You need to actually have the experience of following Christ. So you got to learn what he says. What are they doing? They're teaching the people because guess what they know? They know if you are saved in the blood of Jesus, you are filled by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you understand what Jesus is saying, you are undefeatable. They'll put you in jail. You get out. You'll keep coming back with the message that changes lives. It's just the way it is. Which is, you know what? I don't want you to stay where you are. I want you to be where Jesus can take you. Now, if you're going to follow the world system, guess what they want to do? They'll pay you to stay where you are. I'm telling you the truth. They'll pay you to stay where you are. And they'll even give you excuses to stay there. They'll tell you that you come from a land that has no opportunity. Baloney! You're born in the United States of America. You have no excuse. None. You say, what about my heritage? I'll tell you about your heritage. You are wide open to possibility in this land. Now, I personally believe this. We will be held more accountable as Christians in the United States of America. You know why? We've had the freedom to share the what? How many of y'all have ever been arrested because you said Jesus? Here's as far as it's got, but it's coming. I've heard this. Now, Pastor Ayers, we want you to talk, but we don't want you to say anything about Jesus. And I said, well, then I can't talk. Because I don't rep a higher power. I rep a personal God. His name is Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected. I said, if you needed a motivational speaker, turn on the cable TV. They got plenty. I'm not a motivational speaker. I don't want to be a motivational speaker because here's the problem with motivation. Doesn't last long enough. I'm talking about a forever message. I'm talking about sins being forgiven. I'm talking about death being conquered. I'm talking about possibilities becoming realities. I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about what God can do. Wow! It's crazy on a hot July, isn't it? Some of y'all going, it's hot in here.
Yeah,
just wait and see. There's places further south than this. And let me tell you why they were preaching the message. So you would never see hell. Jesus died so you would never see hell. When are we going to believe that? Well, just, we've become so soft. Even when I say hell, I got people going, well, Pastor Steve, I wish you'd use Hades. I ain't going to use Hades. Because you ain't going to Hades. That sounds like some island. Let me tell you what hell is. It's a place where you can no longer hear from God. None of us are there right now because what can you hear about right now? The message of God. Now, no, put the message in jail, the message gets out. They stand before the high priest and he says, don't you speak in the name of Jesus. Here's where I want to end today and we'll pick up next week. How many of y'all are going to drop Jesus' name this week? Let me give you some things. You've got to be convinced you're in the blood of Jesus. All right, three things, summing up. Young people, tell them about Jesus. Y'all know what they're going to do, what they're going to say. I listen. This is the one I hate. You know, that's good that you have your God. And I think that's really special and sweet. But for me, that just doesn't work. Oh, really? Let me tell you what. Here's what they're really saying. I don't want to follow Jesus. Cool. I just tell people this. If you don't want to follow Jesus, then quit asking me to pay for your results for not following Jesus. And I'm cool with you not following Jesus. Jesus paid for our inabilities. Paid blood. Nobody paid blood for you. Paid blood so that we might have a different life. Don't patronize my God. I like people that are just against it. I got some atheist friends. They just laugh. And they said, Ayers, they go, here's what they believe. They said, I'll tell you what, that's a good racket you got over there on Nashville Road. I go, really? They said, oh, yeah, the money you make. I go, the money I make? I said, let me tell you, man, I'd be in insurance if I wanted money. Because I said, we insure everything that's temporary. Think about it. You got insurance on your house, you only stay in there for 100 years at best. We're wrapped up in things that don't last long. How many of y'all are wrapped up in things that don't last long? How many of y'all need to get taken over by the one message that does? Jesus. Jesus. This high priest said, by what authority are you going to teach? He goes on. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of his blood. Oh, Jesus convicts. See, he had heard the message of Peter. You, with the help of wicked men, crucified him, but God raised him from the dead. How many of y'all realize when you get confined, God's ready to release? Anybody believe that today? Any of y'all here confined today? Let's be released today. Look, God uses unlikely people to do great things. Guess who's preaching to the high priest? Peter. Guess what he did? Mr. I don't know Jesus three times. Mr. I can't believe it's Jesus. I'm going to step out in the water and see if it is. Mr. I'm going to slice the head off the guard to defend God. Jesus puts the ear back on him, looks at him and says, Pete. Peter is not a bright man. I love all these preachers. They go, I'm just like the disciple Peter. I said, I agree. You have a big mouth with no reason. He's not a real good guy to emulate. There's a better guy to emulate, Paul. He just goes. He's steady. Peter's not steady. He's bipolar. He's a lot like your pastor. He can be up, he can be down, and be in the middle, he can be around. Paul, steady. I mean, literally. You can try to beat the heaven out of Paul, and you can never beat it out of him. How many of y'all realize that once you form a relationship with Jesus Christ, you have a heaven that can never be taken from you?
Start living life like that. You can talk about me, but you can't take my heaven. You can say all kinds of things about me, but you can't take my what? Sticks and stones, they will break my bones. In words, they'll probably get me sad. But you can't have my heaven because you didn't create my heaven and I didn't create my heaven. I was given Jesus and he won't leave. That's how strong God is. Peter replied, he said, we must obey God rather than what? Men. We're going to stop there today. That's enough, isn't it? Y'all still awake? How many of y'all are going in some kind of hypothermic experience here? You know why I got warm in here today? Because it's hot outside. You know why? It's July. That's right. Now, I'm sure in the morning you'll be hearing about global warming. I think it's July. We didn't have a heat index when I was a kid. We just said, it's hot today. We drank water. We didn't have to have thermic tablets and go see the counselor because we'd overheated. We didn't have a heat index on the football field. At 105, we stopped. We usually figured after 10 passed out, it might be dangerous. We go, that one looks real bad. He's shaking. Yeah, when I played football, it's insane. They believed that they shouldn't give us water. And we took Kramer salt tablets. So not only were we thirsty, we were having high blood pressure the whole time we was out there. And you wonder why people in my generation are crazy. They ate TV dinners, wore polyester, listened to 70s music, and took salt tablets. We ought to be messed up. It's the truth. Everything's messed up but Jesus. Listen, I don't want to disappoint you. I'm sorry if you thought you was real smart and thought you was going to pull yourself out. You can't pull yourself out. I mean, a lot of y'all are real smart in here, but you're not smart enough to get to heaven. Some of you have done real well financially, but I promise you, Led Zeppelin, he's a lying mug. Ain't nobody buying the stairway to heaven. If you buy your stairway to heaven, you'll buy the farm. Jesus Christ loves you. He's got a message that's unstoppable. Can you dream? Dream with me as a brother or sister in Christ for just a moment. What if God was released in the 21st century through the church in America like he was in Acts 5? We don't need to be obnoxious. We just need to be real. I was telling you, man, my friends are tired of obnoxious Christians. You know, we don't got to scream at the world. We don't have to tell them they're sinners. They know that. We need to quit pointing our finger, telling them everything that's wrong. They're pretty well aware of that. You know what they're scared of? The name of Jesus. You know why? It works. And right now, we hate things that work. Like, we live in a culture that's absolutely opposed to common sense. I mean, if you use common sense one time, they will imprison you as a fool. We don't do common sense anymore. We're too sophisticated for common sense. It's probably what they'll put on the tombstone of America. They refused God. Welcome to the results. Refusing God is always hell. These boys here, and I'm getting quiet here. These boys here, so filled with the Holy Spirit, so convinced of what God could do, they did not refuse God. They said, what? You expect us to obey your standard over God's message? Cannot do. 11 o'clock service. We got to enlighten ourselves in here just some more. One of the things I want you all to begin to do, you got to get to Bible study. Amen. Let me tell you why. If you don't know what you're talking about, you'll never be convinced of who Jesus is. The best way to do that's Bible study. And here at Hillview, you do not have an excuse. There's Bible studies every day. I'm talking 1 hour a week. Because you know what? Some of y'all are trying to do your faith like I try to fix stuff. I'm not a good fixer-upper person. And for some reason, I buy stuff like I have a boat. It's the stupidest thing in the world for somebody to own that cannot fix stuff because it stays tore up all the time. So I have a guy that knows how to fix stuff.
You know what he did one day? We're looking at the boat and he goes, do you have a manual for this? I said, what's that got to do with it? Because I don't use manuals. You know, I'm the kind of guy that unscrews the screw and then finally goes and looks at the mirror, the manual, and it says, if you unscrew the back left screw, the warranty is void. Oh. How many of you have found that it's easier to read the manual first and then try to attack the situation? Look at Larry back there. He's an engineer.
Of course it is, Ayers. How could you be so boneheaded to not look at the schematics before you look at the project?
Because I'm a preacher. I'm hoping the thing's going to be saved before I get to it. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you live a faithful life without ever looking at the manual? I mean, how do you know what Jesus wants if you never read what he wants? How do you do that?
He said, well, Pastor Ayers, the Spirit just flows through me.
Yeah, really? Well, it also says that we need to be filled with the knowledge of God, convinced of who Jesus is. Amen? Well, you know what I'm convinced of? He's willing to save you. And so we're going to open this altar up. We got two things we're going to do today. We're going to give an opportunity for people that have never received Jesus Christ to come and follow Jesus Christ, okay? And to be baptized and all of those great, wonderful things. Then number two, we get to pray over. We have some real live missionaries going from Hillview Heights Church to, Jason, say it correctly so I don't mess it up. Kazakhstan. Am I saying it right now? I want you to know, I'll probably have to just tell the Lord, Lord, wherever that K place is on the globe that Jason and Jennifer are, bless that and save everybody there. All right? Kazakhstan, I can say that. It's not too common. What kind of language they speak over there?
Kazakh.
Kazakh? It's like Russian. Oh, it's like Russian. That's why God sent in y'all over there. Did y'all hear my southern drawl Russian? They'd think I was a Pentecostal preacher all the time, because I'd be speaking in tongues. I mean, my Spanish is horrible. You know, Buenos dias. And everybody over at Costa Rica, they go, Pastor, your Spanish is redneck Spanish. And I go, you know, they're very polite. They're wonderful brothers and sisters we have in our church in Costa Rica. And I go, they go, you like a man in the field, Spanish, cut vines. And I said, I understand. That's what I'd be doing if I was over here. You know, I'm going to work the coffee plantation, you know. I'm cool. They go, you need to be refined. Buenas dias. And I go, Buenos dias. Do you know what? God uses us all where we are. Amen. Amen. If you notice, I'm in South Central Kentucky. I get y'all. That ought to tell y'all right now, you're not too bright. But guess what? It ain't about being bright. Now, hold on. I'm going somewhere with this. Don't be offended just yet. It's not about being bright. It's about being faithful. And if you really want to be bright, be real faithful. And then God will wake everything up in you. Now, listen. Right now, there's some of you need to receive Jesus for the first time. Believers, we're coming to an altar. In fact, we're in it right now. Now, believers, we've got to release this thing. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, when it comes altar time, guess what you ought to be doing right now? Jesus Christ, you have so forgiven me and so loved me. I want to pray for whoever is not connected to you in this service that your Spirit would speak loudly to them. Can you imagine what this church would sound like if everybody was praying that in unison that follows Jesus? But you know what the devil does? Ramon, he wouldn't do it to you, but he's done it some others in our church. He gets, at altar time, people are thinking about lunch instead of him. How many of y'all have thought more about what you're going to do this afternoon than what God could do with you right now? See, y'all didn't think I could hear the devil when I preached. Loud and clear. He's right there all the time. Just like that Animal House movie, you know. You're old if you remember that. Today, everything changes. A message that can never be taken away from you. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Save me. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you've risen from the grave. Come into my what? Here's all I can tell you. I believe only Jesus can draw you to salvation. I've never seen Jesus refuse to save anybody that asks. I've not had this experience one time when somebody came to the altar and said, Lord Jesus, will you forgive me of my sins? And Jesus goes, sorry, you're not on the list. You know what I believe? Jesus save anybody and everybody anywhere. Today, some of you, it's your moment. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Hillview Heights Church, if you're going to hang out, you need to know what we exist for. We exist to share the message of Jesus Christ to the people so that people can live with God for eternity and not go to hell. That's us in a nutshell. We're probably not going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya a whole lot. I'm not real soft. I'm very pointed. If you stay in this church over two services, you will be offended and rubbed the wrong way. You need to be, and I need to be. If you want to sit here and worry about each other, this is probably not your church. If you've got a heart to get Jesus to the world, this is your church. We're rugged but faithful. We're real beautiful. Because what's cool here is God takes all kinds of different people and puts them in one accord. And only God can do that. Amen? So I want you to stand with me. I want you to hear God right now. Thank you for being in a great spirit right now. Lord Jesus, as this altar unfolds today, I just want to pray right now. There are going to be some people here that are going to receive you. Listen, don't wiggle, man. The Holy Spirit's in this house right now. It's in a big way. And part of my responsibility is to coach us to listen to God. If you've never asked Christ to come in your life today, listen, just pray. Ask Him, Lord Jesus, I have sinned. Go ahead and tell Him, I have sinned. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I confess and believe that you have died and risen, and I have sinned. I'm sorry. If you're praying that prayer right now, or you want to talk about what that might mean, our pastors are right here. If you feel the Holy Spirit drawing, come on, come on. Listen, if you brought a friend and you just want to pray for them at the altar, I think that's cool. Every altar, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, we're going to open some stuff up here. Every altar, man, I got buddies in my mind. I'm just praying for them. They're not here. They're not here. They're not. I can tell you this. There's some buddies here that weren't here 20 years ago. And now all the high priest had written them off. Told them that they could never come to church. They'd done too many bad things, too many evil things. But there comes a day, it's time to get right with God. Man, if you have been saved and you're walking with Jesus Christ, now this call is just as tough sometimes. Because we got some response on this end. You know that Jesus is in your life. Have you been obedient to baptism? It's time to be. You say, Pastor Steve, I was a baby. Then that means you wasn't conscious of what was going on. I honor that baptism because guess what? Your mom and daddy said this. We want our child to know Jesus. Good. Now you do. I'd confess it and be baptized in the name of Jesus under your own understanding. So it's a connection of both of those. You say, well, Pastor Steve, I don't believe in immersion baptism. Talk to Dr. Reynolds. He'll explain it. God's real right now, and He's real in this place. We've seen healing today. We've seen salvation today. We've seen baptisms today. But today, it's your moment. Some of y'all having some moments. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I just ask this altar be released. I ask that fear be gone. I ask that we not look around thinking about who's going where, but we really ask God, where are we supposed to go?